AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Diamondback's near-high July rebound runs ahead of ENP participation. Diamondback Energy finished the week at $204.70, within 4.1% of its 52-week high. But the move came on 0.8 times volume and with market dynamics still short of confirmation. Research brief. Diamondback Energy's weekly read is constructive, but not clean. The stock rose 4.7% in the latest week and 13.8% over 4 weeks, outperforming both the U.S. energy sector and the oil and gas E&P industry, while remaining above its weekly trend line. The caution is participation. Activity pressure is negative, volume is below average, and the broader E&P group has weak trend and market dynamics breadth.
Key points. 1. FANG closed at $204.70, 12.9% above its weekly trend line and 4.1% below its 52-week high of $213.30. 2. The stock gained 4.7% for the week and 13.8% over 4 weeks, ahead of the U.S. energy sector's 2.6% and 8.3% averages. 3. Oil and gas E&P context is mixed. The industry averaged a 2.7% weekly gain, but only 44.3% of members have active weekly trend signals, and just 1.6% show positive market dynamics breadth. 4. Relative strength remains supportive, with FANG in the 73rd percentile among U.S. energy peers, but activity pressure is negative at -0.74. 5. Volume did not confirm the advance, with 9.2 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 11.4 million and a 52-week average of 11.2 million. Price action keeps the trend intact, but the setup is not broad-based. Diamondback Energy added 4.7% in the week ended 24 July, closing at $204.70 and sitting high in its annual range at 89.4% between the 52-week low of $131.90 and high of $213.30. The 4-week gain of 13.8% shows clear short-term follow-through, although the 12-week return remains slightly negative at -0.9%, leaving the quarterly picture less decisive than the July rebound suggests. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 44 active weeks and trend breadth of 84.6% for the stock's own signal history. Price is 12.9% above the weekly trend line at $181.30 and 27.4% above ShareMeister fair value at $160.70, showing sustained premium demand. That valuation distance is a strength while momentum is working, but it also raises the bar for fresh confirmation near the top of the yearly range. Energy peers improved, while E&P breadth remained selective. The sector backdrop helped. U.S. energy averaged a 2.6% weekly gain and an 8.3% 4-week advance,
with 65.0% trend breadth and 78.0% positive relative strength breadth.
FANG ranked in the 71.7th percentile for the sector, helped by a weekly return that outpaced the group average and a stronger 4-week profile. The industry comparison is more selective. U.S. oil and gas E&P names averaged a 2.7% weekly gain and 7.1% over 4 weeks, so Diamondback's 13.8% 4-week move stands out. Yet only 44.3% of E&P stocks show active trend signals, and market dynamics breadth is just 1.6%, meaning the rebound is not being matched by broad activity pressure across the group. FANG ranks in the 76.7th percentile within the industry, but it is doing so in a patchy peer environment. Relative strength improves as market dynamics lag. The ShareMeister read is balanced rather than fully confirmed. Relative strength is positive at 14.05, a sharp improvement from recent negative readings, and the stock sits in the 73rd percentile among 226 U.S. energy peers. That supports the view that Diamondback is separating from weaker E&P constituents, particularly after recovering from the early July close of $172.00. Market dynamics are the main restraint. Activity pressure is negative at -0.74 and has deteriorated over 4 weeks, while the signal state shows no fresh buy condition. This is a classic mixed setup. Price and relative strength are constructive, but the activity pressure gauge has not validated the move. The 50.31% undecided expectancy reading reinforces that the signal stack is not one-sided. Volume and risk leave the next move dependent on confirmation. Participation was muted, latest volume was 9.2 million shares, below the 13-week average of 11.4 million and the 52-week average of 11.2 million, giving both comparisons a 0.8 times ratio. That is weaker than the March and April high-volume episodes, when several positive and negative weeks traded well above 15 million shares. The latest three-week rebound has been strong in price, with gains of 6.6%, 6.6%, and 4.7%, but not heavy in turnover. Risk is still acceptable, but elevated versus the longer base. 13-week weekly return volatility is 5.3%, compared with a 52-week level of 4.1%, and the past year shows 28 positive weeks against 24 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have been larger than average negative weeks, at 4.0% versus negative 3.0%, but 19.2% of recent weeks fall into the sharp loss bucket. Next watch points are the 213.30 high, the 181.30 trend line, whether activity pressure turns positive, and whether volume expands above the current below average run. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.